Hello, 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 everybody.
Hi.
We are hi. We're back in action. We took a little break. We got our shit together. No, we did not. And now we are back.
Going from naption to action.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, all right.
Little neuron firing.
Gotta take advantage of when it happens.
Definitely. These days, with the mud bath that my brain is, yes.
Yeah, so speaking of mud baths.
Ew. So cleansing. Oh, my God.
Is that something? Did I miss something?
I think so.
I don't really know. I'm not even going to transition because you know what?
Just like Backstreet. All right.
Yeah, tits are back. All right. So season two, we're arbitrarily deciding that we've now stopped
back
season one.
Tits back. All right.
Back tits. Like front butt from Scrubs. All right. Well, Avery, listen, what have you been? We're cooking up some new stuff. So what you been cooking up in your kitchen lately? You like that transition? Hey.
I was going to say it's because I'm chewing. I'm chewing gum so that I don't eat more snacks. But aside from today and my poor choices in life, no, I usually toss salads.
Oh, do you? Is that your preferred activity in the kitchen or bedroom or bathroom or living? I mean, wherever.
Whatever do you mean? I just put the ingredients together.
Oh, do ya?
I shred the lettuce.
Oh, God. I was like, you shred the what?
I peel the carrots. I chop the cucumbers.
And I put it all in a butt.
A butt-shaped bowl. Imagine. Oh, my God. So nasty.
Well, yeah. So I'm sure most of our listeners know what we're referencing. But for those of you who don't, we're going to be talking about sexual innuendos.
In your endo.
Hey. Oh. Oh. Bada bing, bada boom.
Emphasis on butt.
But a bing, but a boom. So what Avery just nicely introduced was the tossing salad euphemism. So I don't know if you want to take that on, because I don't know that I want to explain that on the internet.
Oh, man. I haven't been able to find the etymology behind it. Urban Dictionary just explains what it is. But yeah, it's the act of licking someone's asshole, often preceded by kissing and licking their ass cheeks and ass crack, and often accompanied by kissing and fingering their asshole. So a lot of ass play. So maybe that's the toss, you know, the two S's?
What I heard, and I'm going to verify this.
A tossy or
no,
a tosser?
No, so apparently, yeah, where it came from, and I think this is on Urban Dictionary too, this term comes from prison slang, is the legend, because inmates that were forced to lick the assholes of other alpha inmates put salad dressing on the buttholes to mask the taste. Therefore, they called it tossing the salad. There's your etymology.
The image that comes to mind when I hear this salad tossing is, okay, so you've got your tongue up there. You're doing
stuff. God.
And the insides of that person are being tossed, you know? It's like that
How
squiggly
far is the tongue
feeling.
Going? I don't think that's right.
It doesn't
right.
matter. No, you don't need to examine it that far in depth. It's just...
I mean, you are.
I am, because I really wanted to know. And the idea of just, like, putting salad dressing on, that's, like, more of a salad dressing, not a salad tossing. So
but after you put the dressing on,
right,
you have to
inmates.
Toss it. You don't just leave this dressing on top, otherwise it doesn't
but
distribute
But quite
evenly.
Literally, they're putting salad dressing on it. So what? Oh, so the tongue is the tossing part. I see now. Oh my God. I'm glad we walked through this.
So just in case anyone forgot, this is not acceptable listening for children. Or those of the weak of heart. We're like season two, no fucks to give.
Now it's just the butts.
Oh my God. Just the front butts and the back tits. So mine was always one that I hated because it's so graphically just visual. It's like a ham wallet. Yeah, exactly. It's just like, as a slang, a sexual innuendo for vagina.
Yeah, ew. No.
Gotta put a sausage in the ham wallet. And it's like, so many pork products. What the fuck?
I know. Well, anything phallic-shaped is fun to play around with.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the hot dog jumping into the hot dog bun.
Sure, uh-huh. But see, yeah. Bun is like, it's like dry, it's scratchy. I don't know. I assume two pieces of ham are better than a dry, scratchy bun.
Let's try on our next episode. Stay tuned.
Oh my God, send us your comments. Let us know. Jesus Christ, this is derailing.
No surprise there.
Oh my God, this is what happens when one of us is hungover and one of us didn't sleep. Guess who, everybody?
This podcast is sponsored by whatever liquor that was consumed last night.
And whatever keeps you up at night.
Ham wallets.
All right. We asked our listeners back in season one, what is the best sexual innuendo or euphemism that you have heard? So here are the answers. I'm sure you guys were waiting with bated breath since the last questionnaire to find out what our responses were. So we're starting off with Matt. And Matt says, they're all terrible. So there we go. Positivity right off the bat.
Slamming it down.
Just, yeah. And that is a euphemism. So not so bad.
Yes, it is. That's how I talk.
All right. This next one is a Spanish one. I will explain it to you guys because I'm sure you want to know. Aurelio says rellenar or remojarla. So rellenar is like to fill. Mm-hmm. So usually it's used when a woman is looking for algo para rellenar. Something to fill. Uh-huh. And remojar is to like leave something soaking. So that's when a dude is looking to leave his sausage soaking somewhere.
Ew. Ew. That's worse than ham wallet. Ew. I want to think of like a marinating dick just lying in a puddle of its own juices.
Ew. It's not his own juices. I mean, I don't know unless you're into that. It's usually other people's juices.
It's a mixing of the juices.
Ay, Dios. All right. So John Servilla has a great one. He says, I love every bone in your body, especially mine. Nice. Very good pickup line. Writing that down in the notebook. All right. Anonymous says, tickle the clam. That's a good... Okay, so side note, when Avery and I were like coming up with this podcast, like however many years ago it was, it started off because we were trying to figure out like euphemisms for like female masturbation, because the only one that I knew was like flicking the bean, which I was like, that sounds painful. Nobody should be flicking anything.
No.
I mean, unless you're into that again.
Right. But open-mindedness.
Sure.
Yeah, but not.
But so then we came up with what, squeeze the juice box?
Yeah, such a good one.
Which I think should be our band name also if we are a band. But tickle the clam, that's not bad. I don't hate it.
It makes me think of this video that isn't of a clam, so this isn't very relevant, but it's some kind of, I want to say like stingray or something, but it's flipped over on its back, and like this hand comes in to tickle its stomach. Have you seen this?
Maybe. Is it Steve Irwin? Does he die? Spoiler alert.
No. It's not actually a stingray. It's like maybe a manta ray. It's smaller.
Okay.
But, and it's on its belly, so it's you're not getting stung. Right.
Okay.
But and it has a little smiley face, and when you go in to tickle it, it kind of curls up, and it like almost looks like it's laughing, it's giggling. So that's what I imagine by tickling the clam.
Not a clam.
Although I don't think clams can giggle.
We don't know. We haven't got the science for that yet.
This is true. In our next academic endeavor,
we'll
go tickle those clams.
After the dry buns and the ham slices, we're gonna go tickle some clams, and we'll let you know.
Hams and clams. Oh my God, that is also a great band name.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on. Double GTFO, shout out to that name, says they love hanky panky, making whoopee, and doing the ugly.
Ugly kind of connotes some shame to it, though.
Yeah, like bumping uglies too. I'm like, who said any of that was ugly?
Well, I mean, you don't want it to like just pop out at breakfast while you're eating your waffles or something.
Your ham. And sausages.
It's like this flesh-covered sausage. Some people think that's funny.
Oh, God.
I would not find that funny.
No. Gossip Girl, our celebrity
XOXO
correspondent, she or they said, bumping uglies is always a funny one.
Well, yeah.
Yep. And Dave has a great one. Taking the F train to downtown Pound Town. So this is where Guy Fieri goes after Flavor Town.
Just like Guy would do. Just such a guy.
But I like that it's specifically the F train. Like,
I mean, I guess you could take the D train.
Yeah,
or that's what I would. Or the P train.
Or the V train.
V train. Depends on what mood you're in.
The A train, I mean, could
go there. Ah, there we go. Back to tossing salads.
The M train. The E train? The
Where
N?
Are you going? E ears? Are we ear fucking now?
Maybe you're skull fucking a you know, skull.
That's our new logo. Skull fucking a skull.
Oh God, this is awful. Woohoo!
All right,
so what you got? What you got?
Hippa Animus said, "Let's cuddle." Euphemism of choice?
Does that mean have sex nowadays?
I think it can. Yeah, I think it's probably. Well, this is making me remember some experience I had back in college where somebody was like, "Do you want to go play Guitar Hero?" And that was his pickup line to me.
Great. I'd be like, "Yes, I do. I love Guitar Hero."
I honestly
thought he meant, "Why is your dick out?"
We're actually gonna go play Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And the sex wasn't that great. So if a pickup line is bad, then you kind of know what's coming.
Not you, you know? Clearly. Hey.
Well, live and learn. All right. Larry Molinari.
Again. Who is Larry Molinari? We don't know.
Strange addition to our roster. I also have trouble navigating a canal sometimes.
What?
That's one of those that comes up and hits you mid-sentence.
The fuck? I'm just like, I don't know how I would respond to that.
How would you work that into a conversation?
Like, what? I mean, like on a gondola.
I too have trouble.
My dear, I also struggle with canals.
Canal.
Canal.
All right, here we go. It me. What's the difference between you and a pair of glasses? A, the glasses tend... Oh, answer. It was going to be multiple choice.
That would be the worst.
Answer, the glasses tend to sit a bit higher on my head.
That was great. That was great. I like that.
I've heard that one before. It's a visual.
Yeah, it is.
JB says, stroking the velvet taco.
Do they sell that at Taco Bell now?
It's a vegan version.
Just sit there munching on velvet and like tortillas.
Somehow now I'm never going to think of like Velveeta the same.
The again. Velveeta taco.
Your mom.
My mom.
I don't know about best, but always thought getting me hot and bothered was super funny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I definitely use that.
Yeah, but it's to me that like isn't like a sexy thing. That like it just sounds like I'm upset. Like I'm bothered. I'm
like
hot.
You're
and
agitated.
Bothered.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that, but I think it's supposed to mean that you're into a sexy mood. Or you could just do that.
Yeah, man. Just start with animal noises.
That's a good pickup line too. So which animal would you be in bed?
Oh, I thought that was one of the lines. I was like,
oh, no. No, that's me digressing or veering off into the woods somewhere. Maybe also a euphemism. Anyway, Mira says, up your butt and around the corner. Definitely not meant to be sexual, but one of my all-time favorites. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a good comeback.
There's a song that's out. It's on Spotify, I think. It's called Have You Checked Your Butthole? And it's just like all about how like if someone asks you where something is and there's no reason you should know where that thing is, you just like wait, and then when they're visibly frustrated, you just say, have you checked your butthole? So shout out to Aurelio for showing me that monstrosity, and it's very catchy, and now it's stuck in my head, so.
I guess we're doing plugs. Butt plugs.
Oh my God.
For certain songs.
Yeah, butt plugs for this song.
All right, Anonymous, every dating profile right now. I'm vaccinated, wink face.
Yeah, that's a good thing to put. First line of the bio, just get it out of the way. But what? Against yeah. what? Like, against rabies?
Stupidity?
Mumps.
Mumford and Sons?
Everyone needs to be vaccinated against them. They're catchy as shit.
All right, Lau, from Chilean Spanish. Good luck translating, Gia. Here we go. Manfinfla. What the fuck? Also known as Manuela or Encumbrar Volantín.
So, encumbrar volantín is flying a kite, but it's like the motion that you do when you're flying a kite with one hand that like holds the string that's like moving up and down to get the kite, give it some inertia. That mm-hmm. motion is very much like a jack-off motion. So,
Yeah, right. Yeah. I took an acting class back in college, mm-hmm. and you had to mime objects, right? Mm-hmm. That's one of the first activities they give you to do, and I just take a straw and open the straw before putting it into the cup.
Ooh.
Think about that. Think about that. How do you remove paper from a straw? And when you don't have the object in your hand...
I'm, like, sitting here banging an imaginary straw on my table.
So, to me, that's my encumbrar volentín.
And also, Manuela is, like, meaning your hand. So, like, yeah. I guess a hand job situation.
Yeah. I had a visit from Manuela last night.
What?
I'm building off of it, you know? I'm
ending. We were, like, sharing personal stories. I was like, oh, okay. Get it, girl.
This is the sharing time.
So Avery gave y'all a visual that you have to try at home, like miming opening a straw. I would like to give you the visual of if you say the words, I want to vacuum, and someone reads your lips, it looks exactly like if you're saying, I want to fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great. I learned that in like elementary school, and I just, it stuck with me ever since, because I sit there and I'm like, I want to vacuum, I want to fuck. And I'm like, it's the same. It's the same.
It's the sexier version of olive juice, which if you say that silently, looks like I love you. You can have a lot of fun with people.
I just want olive juice.
Oh, I know you have a love for pickle juice. Your pickle backs.
Yes. Ugh. Shout out to New York and their pickle backs. I miss them every day.
Stomach just flipped. And also just because I saw salad tossing again.
So speaking of flipping shit, we're going to flip it over to the internet, the deep recesses of the internet, where I have found a lot of other terms that I'd like to quiz Avery on, because we're going to flip it up a little bit. So Avery and all those listening, these are harmless words that we use currently that used to be dirty sexual innuendos.
All right.
Okay. So I will say the word and I would like you to guess what it meant when it was like a dirty sexual innuendo. So, we're going to start easy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. The word is occupy.
Oh, I probably means like to fill something like Aurelio's submission, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it was used back then to mean like penetrate or enter.
Like I want to occupy that chick over there?
I guess. I mean, I don't have examples. There's just a gif of Jon Hamm getting banged in that movie. I'm like, what the fuck is this article?
In that movie. Wow. Okay. He's only been in one movie.
He's in that movie where he like has a really crazy face.
Oh, Bridesmaids.
He's like making a purposeful. Right? No. No. It's in the one with Steve Carell and Ryan Gosling. Jon Hamm sex face. Look it up.
Because I think that's how responsible journalists work.
Yes.
Okay, I see it. Yeah, it is. It is Bridesmaids.
It's Bridesmaids?
Yeah.
He was in Bridesmaids? Oh, fuck. Hey, y'all, remember how Gia doesn't...
He's her fuckboy in the beginning, before she goes for the Irish dude.
Oh! The next word is earnest.
I want to get in her nest, you see? I want to get in there.
Nope.
That has nothing to do with nest.
It has nothing to do
with
nest.
So it must be like it's serious, like we're getting serious. I'm seriously thinking about fucking you?
No, but good guess. The idea, I don't know if it's like true or not, but the idea is that the title, The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde,
right,
had a coded reference in the title, which was a third coded reference. So earnest can be meaning somebody like truthful. It's also a name in English. And it also, that secretly it meant homosexual.
Right.
But there's that no tracks. Like really proof on this. Also, Cecily, which is a character in the book, in the play, is a slang for male prostitutes, and bun burying is a term for gay sex.
But not actually putting berries up your bum.
Well, it's like bun burying, like B-U-R-Y, like burying something under. So yes, burying something.
Okay, very very good.
Okay, our next example is a token.
Toking on something? Like pulling on
something? Oh man, I was toking on that. Oh, I thought you meant like choking but with a T.
Okay. No. I meant like pulling, like a dragging, toking. Anyway, I guess it's not that.
No, it's way off.
Token, like a coin, like you're slipping a coin into the slot. Yeah, putting it into the slot. Something to do with that.
Good guess, but no. So token is a slang term for a sexually transmitted infection.
Nasty.
In the 1800s, people would say he tipped her a token to say that somebody had just given another person syphilis.
Wait, is this before people used tokens for traveling or money, you know?
I would assume so.
I would hope, yeah. Why then do we use tokens to, like, go to the carnival and get on a ride? Are we spreading diseases by getting on a Ferris wheel now?
Everybody hop on the STD Ferris wheel.
What goes around comes around. Am I right? Am I right?
Oh, God. All right, so this next one is great. I think it's hilarious. It's hat. H-A-T.
Absolutely blank.
It was used in the 1700s to describe the vagina of a loose woman because it was frequently felt like a hat. And meanwhile, I'm here thinking that it's, like, big enough that it could be a hat. But no, they're taking it in the sense that, like, a lot of people are touching it as you would, like, the brim of a hat.
Oh, yeah. So it gets all soft and gross, gooey. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, sure.
I felt that.
Mm-hmm. So this one, Bread and Butter, gives a great new meaning to the song. But first you have to guess what it is.
Well, the song, I Like Bread and Butter.
Yeah.
I like toast and jam. Oh, my God. Bread. I, like, tapped to that as a kid. Like, did a tap dance to that. You're saying that that is
did you? This? Yes.
Or it was?
Yeah.
Oh, like, mm-hmm. Give me my bread and butter. I mean, that's also, like, an economics term, right? That's my bread and butter. I'm making my living that way. Economics term.
But that's not what we're talking about.
No, I'm just checking off all the things I do know. Is it, like, lube on in your bun?
Close. Close,
dry,
but
toasty
no.
bun?
Oh, God. It's actually back in the 1800s. The filthy minds of these people that were coming up with the terms were drawn to the slipperiness of two buttered pieces of bread sliding against one another. Naturally, it became an innuendo for sex.
That makes sense. But wait, that's not bread and butter. That's, like, that's buttered bread.
Well, no, apparently it was bread and butter.
They were weird. They were horny and weird.
Probably. Very repressed.
And also calling on dead people a lot.
Okay, and the last one is a fascinate.
Like a verb? To fascinate?
Yeah, but I think in this case it's a noun.
Oh, like some kind of magical witch type being? Like you conjure up your sex doll, a fascinate. I obviously have worn out.
You nailed it.
Any
you got
sort
it.
Of creativity juices today. Yeah.
So fascinate comes from fascinare. Which is an Italian term from the Roman times.
That would have been helpful.
And, okay, well, you know, let's see. All right, do you want to guess now? Does that help? Did that open
Romans,
the brain door?
Like Trojans. Haha, condoms. Yes. Nailed it.
It does actually have to do with the peen. So a fascinate or a fascinare was a penis-shaped charm carried around to show off a man's virility.
Mm.
And there's a picture of it, and it's literally, one of them is cock and balls.
Nice.
With wings
and
bells hanging off of it.
Okay.
Yeah. The other one is a centaur-like creature, but the dick is just, like, enormous. So it's this tiny little body, tiny little legs, tiny little tail, and then just a giant dick. So y'all can look that up, I'm sure. You know, if you want to look up Fascinate Roman Times.
Well, that was fascinating.
Ah, I see what you did there. That was viral? Viral?
Not yet.
I don't think it ever will be. This episode is way too aggressive for virality.
I do have a quote today.
Ooh, a movie quote?
A movie quote.
Great. I have someone to be. Bye.
She's been working on that retort, that rebuttal for a while.
All right, but hit me with the butter. All right. This for those of you that are just joining us. This is a ding, 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 Gia didn't get a movie thing installment after we just did a dong, 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 Avery got the word wrong installment.
All right, ready?
Hit me.
Looks like Chuck's taking an old... Nope, sorry, let me do it again.
You could do it.
Looks like Chuck's taking old one eye to the optometrist.
Looks like Chuck's taking old one eye to the optometrist. The fuck?
All right.
Did somebody put glasses on their dick?
No, one eye. What is something euphemistically that has one eye?
A butthole?
Nope. Other side. The front butt.
Your vagina?
Okay, you're getting hung up on the actual line, so I'm going to give you a hint.
Yes, please.
So this man is the father of one of the main characters who is at war with his best friend, former best friend slash neighbor, in this small town in one of those northern states. So they're old, they're men, and they're cranky. What's another word for cranky?
Angry, sour, bitter.
Starts with G, like your name.
Grumpy.
There we go.
Is that literally the title of the movie?
Grumpy Old Men, yeah.
Oh.
Never heard of it?
I've never heard of that movie ever. Oh, wow.
It's got one of my favorite actors of all time in it. I just forgot his name.
I was like, who would be?
Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau. But
This is like a throwback movie. I can't even get stuff from this century, my friend. I mean, not the century. Well, no, technically, yes,
yeah,
the century.
It is. You were right. But one eye is referring to a dick, obviously, a penis.
I said putting eyeglasses on their dick.
Yeah, but like you're getting examined. So you're taking your penis to get examined by the optometrist. So like somebody's going to take a close look at your penis.
Uh-huh. Great. That's a good, it's a throwback, but it works.
There's another one where he's like, because he's just this horny old man. He's also kind of angry.
So he's a grumpy, horny old man.
I've laid more pipe in this town than Wabasha plumbing.
That's another, laying pipe that I'm just like, I guess that's a thing.
There's so many things in this world that look like penises.
Or there's so many penises that look like things in this world. Don't forget the rocket that just launched a couple of weeks ago.
I feel like that was intentional.
It had to have been.
No matter what they say, there's no way you design something like that. See it in a blueprint and then say, yep, this is a rocket that doesn't look like a dick at all.
Oh my goodness. Well, that I think wraps up our sexual innuendo euphemism episode. As sad as I'm sure you all are that it's over.
We're off like a rocket, shaped like a dick.
Yeah. I think season two, we're going to come in hot.
Hot like a hot potato.
You know, in Italian, a slang word for vagina is potato.
You know what? Given the way that language works, I figured it would be in some language. So, yes.
And also fig. Fig is also one. Italians and their food, man.
Figs and their potatoes. No, figs and their potatoes. Figs, potatoes, and hams. We'll leave you with that.
Oh, damn.
And thanks to Comise Johnson for her wonderful illustration of our tits. Just kidding. Of our faces.
And Gabrielle Beasley for her lovely intro and outro ukulele music.
I mean, they are useful when you're carrying a baby on your back. So I've been told.
Back tits?
Oh. Yeah. They hang low, so you sling them. Do your tits hang low? Do they wobble to and fro?
Season two, everybody. Great content. Please don't leave.
I mean, nobody said we were academics.
No, but clearly we're not like mature adults either. That's fine.
That's why we get them. We hook them.
Your tits or listeners? Confused.